have this program set up on a national basis. So everybody's going to love us for coming up with this because FAA is going to require it through nationwide. So I think Paul and his people have done an outstanding job because seldom does a state come up with something that the feds make everybody else do. But it's working and trying to get some priorities on what we want FAA to do. It's still our final choice, but they are taking the results of our PEB pretty well down the line.
So, Commissioner, to understand, this particular category of funding is exclusively for rural airports or smaller community airports? Obviously, Anchorage and Fort Lincoln.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Donnelly, these rural airports are basically funded out of what discretionary, and I didn't want to get into this. There's Alaska Supplemental has some of it. There's a state apportionment that funds some of it. I didn't give all that to you because it really gets sticky.
But, I mean, this chart here that shows the funding, that's all
everything
dedicated to this particular type of airport?
No, that also includes Anchorage and Fairbanks International, their project. Yes, it does. That's everything that we get in the state.
And is there a breakout in here somewhere of how those things are divided between the international airport system and the larger, like the GMA?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Donnelly, I will provide you that information. I don't have it broken out that way. Now, the next piece of this is, as a result of our boards and so on, we have come up with a spending plan. Now, the spending plan is really difficult in this case because we don't have a sliced idea what 99 is going to be, except it's probably going to be more than 98. And we will always have this problem with FAA. The majority of the Anchorage and Fairbanks is entitlement type stuff. A lot of it is, and I don't have all of it listed. But if you go to the second page, you can start seeing the APEB scores, and you can see that we are taking our particularly our rural airports, and we're putting in a priority, and we're trying to do a 6-year program, which again we think FAA is going to follow very closely. And again, it's the first time this has ever been done. And so we do have where these various airports would get upgraded. And of course, we do a lot more than upgrading. We made a decision several years ago to stop using general funds for airport equipment. And we buy the absolute majority of all of the airport maintenance equipment using FAA funds. The only problem with that is that once we buy it with FAA funds, I can't use it on roads. So all that equipment you see sitting at the airports, the grader, the reason you won't see it on a road is because FAA paid for it. And it's mainly snow removal equipment and that type of stuff. So anyway, I put this spending plan in, and you may well want your staff to look at it. If you do have questions on this, Paul Bowers and I would be very happy to address them. It's a complicated thing. And then I get to the last chart here, which is really important to us, and this is this little colored thing, the last one in the book. The problem we have with FAA is that we can't get discretionary money for a project unless it's authorized.
By the legislative authorities in yellow?
The legislative authorities in yellow. We have got to go in, and we have been doing this, and we will continue this year. We're going to be nominating projects that we don't know whether we're going to do or not, because we're not going to find out. What you appropriate this year, we're not going to find out what we're going to build until January, February of next year. And they have to be submitted probably in, November, October time frame to get the decision. So Anyway, that's a point, that's a quirk in the program, and I'm not sure that was ever explained how that works.
Looking at the federal fiscal year 98 projects as they're laid out here, if I went back and looked at the documents and what we authorized last year, do these track? Are these the projects that we authorized?
Mr. Chair, yes, ma'am, there are. I would hope not. Mr. Chairman, that sort of finished my presentation, and I got to apologize. I didn't really say for the record who I was and where I was from, but I'm Joe Perkins, and I'm the Commissioner of DOT, as I think most people know.
I guess I got a question on right towards the end where you said legislative authority. We have to authorize projects, not knowing whether the funding will be there or not. What kind of backlog of previous authorizations do we have there? You got enough out there to where if we didn't do anything, you could spend all the money you're going to get? That's the way it is in highways.
I'm going to have to provide you information on that, Mr. Chairman. And there is one thing I will mention on that, is that last year we talked about backlog authorization, sunsetting, and so on. And we did a lot of talking about it, and finally I don't think it ended up in, I know it didn't end up in the legislation, but I like the idea, and we have implemented a policy in DOT. We're implementing it right now. We are going to sunset projects from the FHWA in 10 years. The only way you can stretch one out is have the commissioner's personal approval. We are going to sunset projects for the airports in 5 years. So I'm hoping this policy will address some of the things that you're concerned about and that I'm very concerned about, which is this buildup of authority. But I will have to get back with you and tell you how much authority we have for the AIP program.
Well, the first sunset list will occur when?
We're just getting it out, so this I'll be able to it, for the next legislative session is going to have the sunset list.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what I've approved or what, you know, we've kicked out.
Senator Pierce, you have any further questions?
Moment.
Thank you for the presentation. We look forward to working with you on a major part of the budget. Senator Pierce?
Tomorrow morning, Senate Finance begins, I believe, at 9 o'clock, and one of the things that we'll be doing that hasn't been, wasn't on the schedule specifically, the acting ombudsman will be here talking about the different investigations that they've done this year. There is at least one that affects a program and its budget and how its financing works. But she'll be touching on all of the investigations they've done over the years, so we all have a feel for what's happening in the different departments. And then I'd also like to announce that Friday morning, Senate Finance meeting will begin at 9:30 rather than 9 with the Alaska Railroad.
If there's nothing else to come before the committee, we stand adjourned.